Welcome to the Ohio Writers Guild. And my name is Kathy Benner. I'm a passive income coach, and I also am the facilitator of the Ohio Writers Guild. And Sandy is my co-host, my co-mod. And as a matter of fact, now that I mentioned that, I'm going to jump over and make her my co-host because sometimes on these darn Zoom calls, we get bumped off the call. And that way she can let me back in the room, or I can let her back in, or whatever might happen. So we're just kind of relaxed here. So not to worry. It's all good. And tonight we also have Brandon Johnson with us. But first I want to share a little bit about what I do. I have the Kathy Benner International Academy, and the Ohio Writers Guild is part of that academy. And we interview a different author every month. And then I put that replay on the academy. And we also have a Facebook group. We also have a meetup group. And then we just recently started an actual mastermind to help folks that want to get started writing. And of course, I'm excited to introduce you to Brandon here in a little bit. He's written 6 books now, I think. And a bunch. Yeah. I think more than 6. I think I saw maybe 6 on Amazon. I think there's more than that even, because I think he self-published some before that. Anyway, that's a little bit about me. You can go to kathybenner.com and find everything out about the Academy and also about the Ohio Writers Guild, and click through and find all of the replays right there on kathybenner.com. Now, I want to also introduce you to Sandy, and I'm going to let Sandy tell you a little bit about what she does. And she is also having a writer's retreat. And so I want her to share a little bit about that. Sandy.
Thank you very much. I direct a writer's workshop in Yellow Springs, Ohio. The one coming up is pretty soon, August 4th through the 6th at the Mills Park Hotel in downtown Yellow Springs. And I have 2 incredible featured guests for the whole weekend, Jason Sanford and Jane Friedman. Anything you want to know about marketing, publishing, digital, social media, short stories, contests, Patreon, they're going to give it to you. They share in the same sessions for the whole weekend, and in a variety of different ways. So you can ask them questions. If you're too shy to raise your hand in front of everybody, you can ask on the side. We all share lunch together in the same room. Maybe you can choose that time to talk. We celebrate your writing. If you have 5 minutes of any part of your writing you want to read in front of a crowd, you're more than welcome to that night on Saturday night at open mic readings. And or I have 2 actors who are more than happy to read your piece for you. So there's some way of the aspect of being a writer that should be covered that particular weekend. So that's what I do. I do write short stories. A matter of fact, I recently had a short story accepted by the Ohio Writers Association anthology. So I do both. You craft it out, and I arrange for a good weekend for others to get involved too and learn more. Thanks.
Thanks, Sandy. I'm excited. So I don't know about you, but I have a class reunion every year, and I never know what weekend it's going to be. And I went ahead and scheduled to go to the writer's workshop. And then my class reunion invitation came through, and it's the same weekend. And guess what? I'm going to the workshop. I missed it last year because I was out of town. And so this year I am going. So Sandy, thank you for that. Now we've got Brandon Johnson with us this evening, and I'm not going to give you his background story because I want him to tell us a little bit about his background. Tell us about your journey. I was reading about you and about your accident when you were like 7 years old, and all through high school. And then it was finally after high school that you finally decided to start writing. So go back then, if that's okay, and tell us a little bit about your journey.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening. I'm Brandon Johnson from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Wow. And I have written about 22 books total. And I got 6 of them out on Amazon and Kindle. But I got my proof yesterday for my 7th book. So it will be on there soon. And I have 4 more coming out along with the one I got the proof for yesterday.
Wow. He's adding
the pictures in there now, and then it'll be on Amazon and Kindle too.
Well, I saw your profile there on Amazon, your author's profile, and I saw some of the books that you had there already. So tell us a little bit about your high school days, because it was after you graduated that I think you mentioned, or I read somewhere, that it was your girlfriend that prompted you to start writing your first story.
Well, I've always wanted to write a book about my life, because I was, like you said, in a car wreck at the age of 7, and I had to overcome a lot, do a lot of therapy, and go to school like everybody else. And I went through elementary school, went through high school, and I graduated. And about the age of 32, 33, I'd say, I watched the news, and authors come on there talking about their books, saying everybody's got a story to tell, but no one wants to share it with others or write it down. So when my fiance come home, I said, I want to write a book about my journey so the others out there that's disabled can overcome, or have faith and hope that they could overcome their disability like I did.
I love that. Now, how long did it actually take you to write that first book?
2 years.
2 years. So how did you go about that? Were you busy during the day? Did you like set aside a time to write every day, or how did that work for you?
I mean, I'm disabled, so I can't get up and go to work like everybody else can. Even though I want to, it's hard to do because I can't drive. So I was here alone, waiting on everybody get out of daycare and off of work. So I just sat around and wrote. And I wrote until I got tired. And then I took a break and then started back. And I kept doing that for 2 years. And then I went in and added pictures. I didn't add all the pictures I wanted to, but I added most of them in the book and had it self-published. That's why all of them's on Amazon and Kindle. And it is How the Johnson Boys Were Raised in Cottondale, Alabama, Before and After the Wreck.
Mm. Oh, my goodness. Well, gosh, my hat is off to you for hanging in there and writing your story. But how did you know that you were ready to write a book? So many folks say that they want to write a book, but sometimes they're just talking, you know? How did you know you really wanted to write a book?
Well, I mean, I got a good memory, so I remembered everything I was told and went through. Ooh. And I'm pretty much on Facebook every day typing away, so I just figured I'd put the computer down and pick up a pen or a pencil, and I just sat down and started writing, and I kept on. And when I finally finished the book, my self-publisher told me I had to go back in and type it up and correct everything.
Wow.
With my aide from high school, that was back when COVID hit. She was off of work and didn't have nothing to do. So I emailed it all to her, and she did the best she could. And I went from there, and then I added the pictures and sent it to my publisher, and he published it.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Wow. That's amazing. So did you get stuck during the writing process? Was there ever a time that you kind of came to a halt and you had to think on it for a minute before you could go back to start writing again? Or did it just kind of come out?
I mean, it ain't all in chronological order, but it's pretty close. And I just did the best I could to put it in there as close as I could get it. And I mean, 418 pages later, the book is done.
Well, kudos to you. Kudos to you. Now tell our audience, what is that particular book about? What is your overarching message in that book?
Well, I started basically telling everybody to, when I was born from the infant all the way up till I was grown, from what I went through, what I did before the wreck, and then what I had to do after the wreck. And I included my family in there because all of them was around me and with me. So everything I went through and they went through was in there too, including my two brothers. But the middle brother was in the wreck with me. And then my baby brother, he wasn't but 6 months old. But it's all in there from when we was an infant to we were grown. And my baby brother got on drugs. And then he got clean, so he's been off of them for many years now. So it's touching people in different ways.
Well, what made you say that I needed to write this book? What was there a particular moment that you just said, I have to write this story?
I've always been wanting to write it to touch others. I'm not a preacher, but I could touch others in other ways, and I always wanted to put my story out there for other disabled people or addicts, and I just started that day, and I wrote the first one, and now I got 22 or 21 more after that.
Now, I did see on Amazon that some of your books look like children's books. Am I correct?
The majority of them are.
Okay, so now what made you segue from writing your story to then writing children's books?
Well, after my story, my daughter was 3 years old at the time and came to me and looked up at me and said, Daddy, I want to write a book like you and have it published around the world. She wasn't old enough to write, so I sat down with her and I wrote it for her. And her book took about less than a month to write. It's called Piper Johnson's Autobiography at 4 years old.
I love that.
And from there, I just wanted to write kid books. So I wrote Wacky Bob, Goes to School, and Plays Sports. That was the third book for the boys.
Okay.
Well, I did the boys' book, so I need to do a girls' book. Then you learn the three unicorns and the three bears.
Okay.
And after that, I wrote a novel for the adults. And that's called Johnny's Life and How He Made It.
Now, is that your younger brother?
No, I just found that picture on Google and I used it.
Okay.
I made the story up and it took place in Texas and it had a cowboy on it and a sign behind it that said Texas. So it all went together.
Cool. Okay.
So I made the story up, but it could be a true story. Mm-hmm. Because it's about a guy pretty much living the dream and working for a while and making millions and becoming to do what he wanted to do. And after that, my daughter was 6 years old at the time and she wanted to write a book about her pets. So I made this story up too for her and it's called, she's the one that picked her name out. She changed her name to Bella Kate. And Her Pet's Adventures is what the book's called. So that was hers too. And then the book I got yesterday is the seventh book. And it's another boy book. It's called The Dragons and the Unicorns.
Oh, perfect.
Now, what is your inspiration for all your stories? These are all different stories. What inspires you to write, and where do you get your storyline from? We have a lot of new authors in the audience that's going to be listening to the replay of this, and they struggle sometimes with actually plotting out the story.
Well, after my first two autobiographies about me and my daughter, I just wanted to write kid books. And me being a man, it was pretty easy for me to make up a boy's book. And then I got a daughter, so I had to look around the house, see what kind of toys she had. And of course, she had unicorns, and I just thought of some and started making the stories up.
Now, do you plot out the story, like how you want it to flow, or do you just start writing and see where the story takes you?
I think of a title first, and then I just sit down and start writing.
Wow. Now, yeah. How many pages are the children's books? I'm assuming they're not near as big as the book about your life.
They're about at least 25 to 50 pages, but there's a bunch of pictures in there for them to look at too.
Okay. Now, you had mentioned a couple of times about your publisher, but yet you're self-publishing. So you have someone that helps you with that piece of it once the book is written?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I got two publishers, matter of fact, because I overloaded one and had to have another one.
Now, we have folks in the audience, again, that's going to be listening to this replay, and they want to self-publish, and of course, that's another piece of it. You can be a great writer and still not know the technical end and how to get all of that uploaded and onto Kindle and all that. How did you find the folks that were willing to help you self-publish? How did you find them?
My mother found the first one for me. It's Russ Warren. He published all my books so far.
Okay.
And then we took our daughter, to the dentist, and I was talking to other people about my books, trying to get them out there to sell. And she said her husband was a self-publisher too, and gave me his number, and we started talking. And then he's gonna help me publish probably 7 or 8 more of my books. But he also hired me on to work with him as a CEO of a publishing company.
Wow.
So I can help people write their books. I can also help people publish them. And whatever they need me to do, all they have to do is email me at bamabrandon1986@gmail.com.
I love that. I love that. Thank you so much for tossing that out there. And on the replay, I'll make sure that I put that in the description of our replay so our listeners can get in touch with you if they'd like to. Now, what age group are your children's books normally for?
I say anywhere from roughly 4 to 8 at the most.
Okay. Now, as your daughter grows, do you think you'll write books even on through the different age categories as she gets older?
I have already written part two of her autobiography. It's in the words of being published too.
You're just a writing machine. Wow. There's so many folks that would love to write like that, and either they don't have time or they have the fear that they don't know how to do it or they don't know where to start. And so I'm excited again for Sandy's workshop because it's going to help a lot of folks bring all of that together, you know, that want to start writing. And you're already doing that and then helping other folks, you know, publish as well. That's wonderful.
And if they have any trouble or any questions, all they have to do is email me or talk to y'all and we'll help them through it.
Okay. Okay, now I know you're in Central Time, so for those that are listening or even listening to the replay, Brandon is about an hour ahead of us. So if you send him something, just know that we're a little bit different time zone. We're Eastern, he's Central Time Zone. Now, why, on your very first book, why was that message so important for you to get it out there, the one about you and your life story? Why was that such an important message?
Because, I mean, I know I struggle and everybody struggled, but I've been out to the hospital because family members are sick or whatever, but I can look around and I know I'm pretty much like a spotlight. Everybody stares at me for some reason. So, I'm trying to touch them or anybody else with problems, because when I was 7 years old in the hospital, the doctors told me I would never make it. And if I did, I'd be a couch potato.
Oh. And look at you today.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I've written 22 books. I'm a CEO of a publishing company, and I'm about to make a documentary of the first book and a movie of another book.
Wow.
Well, talk to us about that. How do you go about taking one of your books and turning it into a documentary?
Well, this happened with my documentary. Well, it was, it's the life story of me. So I got a friend in Texas who's going to come down here to my house and pretty much video me every move I make to show y'all how I live day to day in my disability.
Okay. And then you say one of your other books, you're thinking about turning that into a movie. How do you even find somebody that wants to turn a book into a movie? I wouldn't even know where to begin.
It costs a lot of money, I tell you that now.
Ah.
But my boss that hired me on to work with him through the publishing company and all, he wanted me, after we talked and just went over my books, he's been wanting me to help him, or he wanted to write a killer series books for the adults.
Wow.
So he didn't know where to start either. So he wanted me to help him. And we sat down and we sat down and emailed it back and forth to each other. And he wrote a little and I wrote a little. And we ended up finishing it. And before I ever met him, I was talking to another man who lived not far from me. And he wrote a book and had it published, and he turned his into a movie. So I was talking to him, trying to get my first book done in a movie, but I'm going to do a documentary instead. And once my boss, Evie Lawson, said he wanted to turn our book into a movie, I got him in contact with Santez Wheat. And we are waiting on a contract now to do the movie. We have to get pretty much scenes or the objects we put in the book, we got to find and get them. And then we got to get stuff to set the scene up that takes place in the book.
Now, is that's all at your cost then?
Yes, ma'am.
And how are you raising the funds to do that?
Thank God the boss man said he was going to take care of it.
Okay. So he's going to finance the whole setup and getting everything filmed into a movie. But then do you have to, and again, I don't know this process. So do you then have to wait for someone to pick the movie up, or how does that work?
Mr. Santez that I sent him to or requested that I referred him to, he actually does, he shoots movies and stuff. So he's going to do it for us.
Okay. So once you get to that place, he'll walk you on through what has to happen.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have an idea of when this movie might launch or no?
I have no idea right now. We just finished the book. He said that he already wrote the script that we're going to do. And once we get the contract, he's going to turn the script in and publish the book at the same time. So we're done the first book. We're going to do two more books for this series. So there'll be three of them.
Okay.
I don't know about three movies. I know about one movie and three books.
So the script, who writes the actual movie script? You're writing the book, but who writes the actual movie script?
Me and him wrote the book together. And then he said he wrote the script himself.
Okay.
To give 2 cents.
Okay. Wow. This is just such a big undertaking. This is all a little over my head. I don't know about you, Sandy.
It's like, you know, a lot of folks just hope for a story of theirs to come out. You've got it all. That is amazing. When was your first book published?
I was 32 or 33 when I started writing it. So I was about 34 or 35 when it finally got published.
Mm-hmm. So, wow.
I'm 36 now and then wrote 22. I've written 21 books. I was actually working on the 22nd book. I was working on it for somebody else. He was a preacher man. And he said he didn't want credit for it, so he put in my name.
Good, good. And here's the theme that I keep hearing from you and putting it together is the idea of community. In the writer's world, we always talk about expanding your writing community, having folks in your community who can help you through the process. Because, you know, in a sense, writing is a solitary, isolated, quiet activity by and large. But that doesn't always make the book successful or come out or have a wide audience. You got to have community. And ever since your accident at 7, when you're talking about your family and those connected with your family, seeing you through this journey, this life of yours, you've had community around you. And now you have this professional community who's helping guide you into taking your books into the public and your movies, documentaries. So yeah, community is a very big thing. That's impressive. Very impressive.
I mean, of course, when I had the wreck, I wanted to give up because it destroyed what I was doing. I was playing Little League ball.
Oh.
And then everything comes to a stop. I couldn't do nothing.
Yeah.
So this, in a sense, then the writing has given you a purpose because now do you find that you wake up every morning excited to write?
Pretty much. I mean, like I said, I got 22 books. I got 7 of them pretty much out, and the rest of them are being published now because I've done written them. And I took a break because I got to pay them off.
Uh-huh.
But I have come up with another. I ain't started it, but I have written a title now for the 3rd unicorn book to finish the series.
Yeah.
When you started writing, did you think you were going to turn that into a series?
No, ma'am. Because I was just going to write that first book and see how far it went. But when my daughter come to me at the age of 3 wanting her a book like her daddy, I couldn't tell her no. Well, I got her one and then I've been writing ever since.
I love that. Brandon, thank you so much for being on with us tonight. This has been so fun. I've loved getting to know you and meeting you and hearing about your books. On the replay, I will definitely put your author link in there so that folks can find you on Amazon. I'll put in there how they can connect with you so that if anybody is interested in learning more or connecting or you helping them in any way, they can reach out and connect. Is there anything that you really want our listeners to know?
Don't give up.
Good.
If you got something on your mind and you set your heart to it, chase it. Go after it and make it come true.
Well, you certainly have done that. I am just so proud to know you. And I went over to Amazon and I took a look at some of your books. And then when I heard about the documentary and the movie, that is just so impressive. So Brandon, thank you so much for being who you are and for not giving up and for pushing through. And you are such an inspiration to all of us that want to be writers. And so if you're ever in Ohio, definitely let us know. Sandy and I would love to meet up with you. And if we're ever out your direction, we'll let you know.
All righty. That'd be great.
Thank you.
Everybody can also find me on Facebook, too.
Okay.
If they want me to help them with the writing a book or publish it for them or whatever, I've got the link to that, too, on Facebook.
Okay. And
I've got, from other interviews I've done, I supposedly have a person in New Jersey. I got to publish 16 books for them. I got one in Anchorage, Alaska. I got one in Massachusetts. And I've got some other ones around the world, too. So y'all are never too far away. Through the email. Send me an email and it's done.
I love that. Brandon, oh my gosh. Thank you so much. I made a note of all the links that I want to put in our replay so that our listeners can get in touch with you. Please do not be a stranger to the Ohio Writers Guild. We also have a Facebook page and a meetup.com page. So feel free to comment in either of those pages and then I'll look you up on Facebook as well.
For sure.
If you want me to, I got you. I got Kathy on Facebook already.
Okay.
I can send you a message with our company email on there, or website, my bad, the company website, and y'all could take a look at it too.
Very good. Yes. Send me that over in an instant message, and I'll put all of those links under the replay.
All righty. I'll do that as soon as we get off here.
All right. Thank you so much for being on tonight. Yeah. We really appreciate you being here.
Yep.
You're very
You've demonstrated how persistence is also a key factor. You worked through anything you needed to do to get your stories out there. And that's incredible. So good luck. Continued success.
I made it this far. I can't give up now.
That's right.
Absolutely. Thank you again so much. And we will see you soon.
Yeah. Take care.
Thank you.